Suncoast Scaffold. Hire any scaffold for 4 weeks and get 2 weeks free.
NRL headlines with Billy Moore on 92.7 Mix FM.
A very happy Billy Moore. Eight from eight.
We don't want to put it up in lights, but let's put it up in lights.
There's no need to mention it, but can I mention?
He walked in the door today, first thing he goes, 8 from 8.
Look, the contest on Saturday, I don't know if you saw them, the Cowboys won in Golden Point. They were behind the whole match, won in the last, like, Golden Point. So that was until they got in front. But the big game was the one in Melbourne where the Warriors were in front, home and hose, and the Storm scored 2 tries in and 3 minutes.
And that last try on 30 seconds, that was just...
It defied gravity. It defies logic.
His whole body was outside the line of the... Everything was out except for his forearm, his hand and the ball, and he perfectly placed it in the corner. And thank you very much. Good night.
So, Xavier Coates, we're talking about.
Yes.
They say he leapt from 5 metres back. Do you reckon it was 5 metres? Jeez, that's a long way.
Look, he's probably close to 2 metres tall. So yeah, probably think about it. Yeah. And what they train for that now, and how they do it is they stack tackle bags.
Really?
And they actually practice diving up and over. See, you can't actually defend that because I was a defensive player. So when I come across, I look at the target zone of the player I'm going to tackle, and you basically size up. And no matter how good you are, you've got to have a direct line of sight and target, bang. Well, if that target jumps 2 metres in the air, what are you going to do with it?
And his whole body's outside as well. Like, how are you going to defend him?
You can't. The only way you can do it is to attack the ball.
Yeah.
But because he extends his arm up and out, you can't actually get to the ball either. So amazing.
It's more like basketball. It's more like watching someone slam dunk a basketball.
So in my era, they never did that because that corner post that he mauled... back in my day, if you touch that in any way, shape or form, you're out. Then they changed the rules and said, hey, the football, and it's quite rightly so, that corner post doesn't demarcate being out anymore.
Yeah, okay.
But basically, it's just a marker. Because you actually touch the ground.
Okay, a couple of quick things.
Yes.
First of all, massive turnaround for the Dolphins.
Oh, yeah, huge. Great win.
Yeah, I call that was fantastic.
That was beautiful to see.
Yeah.
Secondly, Latrell Mitchell looks like he's got nothing for a few F-bombs. 9:30 at night on a radio station that probably only old blokes listen to. What do you think?
Respect. That's all I say. It doesn't offend me. But the thing about it is, we all do things like that. I swear, everyone swears. But when someone points it out, especially when you're on public radio and being the ambassador of the game, like he goes, what makes me the ambassador? Well, you've got a contract with the NRL and you know that you're an ambassador and, he's a very prominent player. So,
and he was in the middle of it saying, I don't care, I'm swearing.
Yeah. I would have thought it was just ingracious. I would have thought, I didn't mean it all. I'll back off a bit.
Yes.
I just think he's almost throwing in your face going, hey, you played to certain rules, I don't have to.
Yeah.
That's okay, but when the rules don't go your way, you make a bit of noise.
Yeah.
Fair call.
Hey, Bill, we better have a look at this week's round. Tomorrow night, kicking off, the Panthers in 10th, taking on the Broncos in 9th. We're going to Penrith to play this one. Penrith would not be happy they're in 10th position.
They wouldn't be. It's a grand final replay, if you remember. Yeah. It was only a few months ago we saw an amazing GF.
I clearly, in the paper earlier this week, don't mention the grand final,
I don't agree with that psychology.
Yeah.
You've got to face the demons. They don't evaporate. But anyway, Penrith to win that one. Adam Reynolds won't play. I don't think Payne Haas will play.
Oh, okay,
if he's, he won't be 100%.
Okay.
So I've got Panthers to win that and a sold out. The riff will be popping.
Billy's favourites, the Warriors, in 14th, are taking on the Raiders in Perth, top of the ladder. But we're going over to Christchurch to play.
I've got the Warriors to win this. Why? Because they have to. They're at home. They're 0-2. They should have won the first two.
Your prediction will not come true.
Yeah, so obviously.
It's on the wall, Bill. It's on the wall.
There's a few emails. There might be some liquid paper next week on that email.
Yeah, just a bit of liquid paper. Looks like, what have we got? Friday night. Now, the Bunnies in 16th taking on the Roosters in 8th. A bit of a Sydney derby.
I'll make a bold prediction. Write this one down. Jason Demetro, the coach of the Rabbits, won't be coaching within 2 months.
Ooh. Oh, really?
Really? Right.
Player revolt?
Player revolt, not getting the results. The inmates run the asylum. The Roosters to win that game.
Okay.
And they're going to rush back Sam Burgess, who left the club.
They're not.
He's 5-0. I reckon he'll finish the year. This is Billy Moore's prediction.
Yeah, okay.
Coming here first on Mix. I reckon he will win the championship over their first year. He's a natural coach. They're defending. They've got the best attack.
So you rate Sam Burgess? Because they're a loose bunch, the Burgess boys.
And I just think that there's issues with Sam Burgess, but on a rugby league field or around the rugby league family and system, he makes it work. He's brought through more young players at Warrington than anyone has in 30 years. They've got the best defence they've ever had in 30 years. Wow. Something's working. They're 5-0. It's unbelievable. So this is Billy's mold. I reckon Dimitro, if he doesn't turn it around inside a month, he'll be gone. Burgess won't come back straight away, but next year. Write that down.
Don't you worry.
Hello,
I'm back.
Let's go over to the Bulldogs in 17th. Oh, by the way, who's going to win that? You're going to put the money on the Roosters? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yep. Bulldogs 17th taking on the Titans in 13th. They're going to Belmore. Does that mean the Doggies can beat the Titans?
Well, it's their spiritual home. It's like the Dolphins at Lang Park are good, but the Dolphins at Dolphin Oval are a different beast.
Yeah.
Same with the Dogs. At Belmore, that's their spiritual home. Kieran Foran's playing for the Titans, huge in, because they had to buy last week, so they're 0-1. I'm actually going to go another upset. I reckon the Titans will win this game with Foran back. So
Okay, all right. Now
I hope they do. I love the Dolphins, but geez, the Titans just.
They need a win.
Dragons in 11th, taking on the Cowboys in 2nd. They're going to Sydney. Cowboys are looking pretty strong at the moment because the Dragons got spanked last week. What do you think?
Yeah, look, I'm going to go the Cowboys. I think they've got a good young side. I'm not sure what happened with their spiritual leader, Jason Tuimoloalo. He had a 10-year contract. He's in year 7 of it, and he's run out of steam. Mm-hmm. It's like, don't do 10-year deals and anything, I would have thought. But anyway, so I've got the Cowboys doing that one.
West Tigers, Leichhardt Oval, taking on the Sharkies. I drove past Leichhardt Oval. It's looking fantastic on last Sunday morning.
Oh, it's a ripper. It's always sold out. It'd be a great place to watch footy, but unfortunately, I got the Sharks to win that one.
Fair enough.
Benji doesn't coach. Most coaches, especially when they start out, do like 16, 18 hours a day. Benji does 9.
Oh.
he's a rookie coach, and basically he beats to his own drum. I just don't know if that's going to set the right standard of that club. Yeah.
The Eels in 7th, taking on the Seagulls, and I hate to say it, in 4th.
This will be a sold-out Combank Stadium. It'll be a ripping game. Seagulls, wow. As long as Tom Trbojevic is on the field, my opinion, he's the best player in the world.
Right.
His body's fragile, though.
Yes.
If he's fit and playing, I'll always back the Seagulls.
And Sunday, Arvo, we're going to Newey, Knight Stadium in 15th. Jeez, taking on the Storm in 5th.
Knights are going to win.
You reckon?
I'll say it again.
Knights
are going to win.
You're not saying it very loudly, though.
There's no Munster. There's no Jerome Hughes. There's a reason why I'm saying it. And I think at home it'll be sold out. And like, you know, I said about the Warriors, they have to win. Well, I think the Knights realise, you know, they're 0-2, and you can't be too far back.
And you're at home. You better win. 19 past 7. There goes Billy Moore. Thank you very much for the tips. 8 from 8. Look at the gloating.
Look at him. He's taller, doesn't he?
Springing his step.
Lovely. The tea tastes better than usual.
19 past 7. It's 92.7 Mix FM.